A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On one occasion, a lawyer stood up to pose to Jesus this problem. Teacher, what must I do to inherit everlasting life? Jesus answered him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? He replied, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and as your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you shall live. But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, There was a man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho who fell in with the robbers. They stripped him, beat him, and then went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road. He saw him, but continued on. Likewise, there was a Levite who came the same way. He saw him and went on. But a Samaritan who was journeying along came on him and was moved to pity at the sight. He approached him, dressed his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. He then hoisted him on his own beast and brought him to an inn, where he cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver pieces and gave them to the innkeeper with the request, Look after him, and if there is any further expense, I will repay you on my way back. Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the man who fell in with the robbers? The answer came, The one who treated him with compassion. Jesus said to him, Then go and do the same. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. When you love at this level, you have true compassion, the ability to empathize and to feel what the other is feeling, to put yourself in their place. The Samaritan saw not a stranger, but a man like himself, a man who in his place could have been injured as well. Our God had that ultimate compassion. He became like us to save us. He united his divinity with humanity. When I think of compassion, I think of an old Star Trek episode that I watched long ago. I've been a Star Trek fan most of my life, and I've enjoyed the characters and plots that often illustrate and mirror the human condition of our own culture. When I think of compassion, I think of a particular episode where an alien race that had given up physical form and could only exist in non-corporeal consciousness visited the Star Trek ship. As the plot unfolds, the Star Trek crew needs the aliens' help, and so the aliens enter the bodies of crew members to accomplish it. After they have succeeded in solving the problem, the aliens are getting ready to leave the corporeal form and go back to their conscious level. And it is in their parting words that I find so poignant, the remark on the human state and how alone each person is, how isolated. I suppose from their viewpoint, yes, we are. No one can truly understand the mind of another. We can't enter into a person's mind and heart and see exactly what makes them up and what they're thinking. And yet, that is what our Lord did for us. He became one of us so that he could enter into the human condition, so that he could save us, so that we could be reunited with the divine God who made us. But most of all, to see how much he loved us. In his compassion, he became one of us. In today's parable, Jesus reminds us that we are called to compassion. The Good Samaritan saw a stranger in need and was moved with pity. He had compassion for the stranger. And yet, as we listen to this tale of compassion for a stranger, we must also be called to have compassion for those who are close to us. Sometimes it is easier to love a stranger. We see them briefly in passing. We help from afar, maybe sending money or prayers. But we are not there in the day-to-day. When we are working daily with a colleague or even family life, the people we love every day. Sometimes we come and become impatient with them, or we don't take the time to view them with compassion, with trying to see a situation from their viewpoint. Can we kneel down in the dirt of everyday life, as the Samaritan knelt to bind the wounds of the man? Can we come face to face with the aggravating mannerisms of a colleague or spouse as he passed it to the person within, to the person that God sacrificed his son for? Can we embrace their pain and love them unconditionally? Not an easy task, but our Lord calls us not only in parables, but in the supreme example of the cross. He calls us to that compassion, the compassion of his cross.